Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady. So excited to be here with you as always. It is September the 1st, and I am so excited to be here with you yet again. I can't say that enough. It's a brand new month, and if you're listening to this, you are here, and I'm so happy for that. I wanted to tell you that today's topic, and the topic every single Monday of this month and future months until school and things are back to normal, when we don't know when that will be, is going to be about being the homeschool helper. I am in the second week and one day of being a homeschool parent to all three children using the website Time for Learning, as well as adding and advocating in what we want on the side of, you know, our education and Christian-led hope for our children. So as I'm thinking about this, you know, I'm looking at how this is, it's a struggle point for a lot of us where frustration's kind of coming into place. And I want you to kind of go into a child's place. I did this with my kids over the weekend, and I was really amazed to see what they think about me as their teacher mom, and then what roles they feel we play. So, you know, from a child standpoint, I want you to be able to explain to them, you know, why they see some of the frustrations that you're going through. Because I think when our kids understand us, and now I'm so sorry for the moms that have little babies that don't quite understand, but still have the conversation. I mean, you never know. I had these conversations with my one-year-old. I would be talking to Trin because she was the only person that I had to talk to at the time. And I would be like, do you think this is a good, you know, essay for me to write out? You know, I'm in 11th grade talking to a 1 or 2 year old. And I told her all my dreams and I told her what I wanted. And, you know, I think now when I look at our relationship, it is those really, really deep-seated conversations that you have with a kid, even when they are young. So this is kind of a formula that I give to my clients that are in my Love Uplift lifestyle as I'm guiding them through this, to help them be able to break down the pieces of their family, not just how they move around in their life, but how their family is impacted. And I will tell you, homeschooling is tough work. Don't for a second think that it's going to fly by or you're going to feel like an expert in the first 6 to 8 weeks or longer. And this is the little activity that I did with my kids. So for the kids, you're going to talk to them about characters. And every kid knows their favorite couple characters. So you're going to want them to list to you 4 different characters and what that character does that they like. So if it's Spider-Man, they're like, ooh, I like to shoot webs, swing from buildings, all that good stuff. If it's the Hulk, they like to smash things. Whatever it is, you're going to be seeing this sparkle in your kids' eyes as you move forward, because now you're talking their language. And that's a lot of the times what the kids need. But we're not stopping there. We now know what our 4 characters are. We now know what their super strength is. But we also need to know what brings that superhero down. You know, what is their kryptonite? You know, what is taking Superman out? And that is where you get to really hear about what they know about strength and the fact that heroes have weaknesses too. And, you know, to bring this story around for us as adults, I want you to be thinking about the roles that you're playing in being a mom and dad teacher to your kids. The fact that you are not only just being the mom, but you are the teacher mom. You are the work mom. You are the mom that is making sure you're the cafeteria lady. You're the mom that's making sure that, you know, again, germs are out of the way and that you can still facilitate life. And, you know, bless the ones that are able to still have goals. I see so many women and men out here. I'm in a group now as I'm writing my book. I'm in groups where I'm seeing people that are being fit body figures, competition runners. I'm going to do an ultra marathon soon. So we are still out here living our goals as parents, but I want you to think about all the roles that you play and how you can say what your role is, list it out for your kids, talk about what your strengths are. So in being a teacher, it might not be teaching math, but you can say, you know what, I really love teaching you guys about science. But then with each role that you have, explain to them how there is a downfall to that role and how, you know, they can help make it easier for you. So understanding not only that you are human, that you're a hero of sorts, but that you can get up and you can make things great, but you can also fall down. And I think that what it does is not only for your kids, does it help them be able to give grace to themselves, but it helps them give grace to you. Now you've had this conversation. If one of the things for being a teacher mommy is, you know, mommy really gets frustrated and feels like she could almost pass out when you quote unquote, interrupt me excessively. You can start talking to your kids about the things that are making you frustrated. Think about it when you're working a job, when you're frustrated, that over and over of just like pecking, 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 almost like Woody the Woodpecker, right? When certain things start to frustrate you, they can really nail you down. It can just take everything out of you. And you don't want the things that you're growing to be real live humans and heroes to wear you down to the point where all they see in you is your frustration, because your kids, they see those things. So, you know, be the characters that they know there are to be out there, that heroes fall to, and you can explain to them, you know, with work, where you might fall at, where, you know, like, mom's really good at making sure that I get to my people, but every once in a while, I don't write my notes down and I forget things. You know, you're telling your kids that they're not going to be perfect and that you're not perfect either. And I think it creates this relationship where it is a give and a take. I know for my clients, we have a sheet that, you know, as I have them planning things within their life, I send a planning list to their children. I put their names on it. We have these talks with whether the baby's 4 or 5 years old going to kindergarten or whether she's 9 or 10 and she's getting ready to plan, you know, what is the new hobby she's going to do to keep her calm? You know, whatever it is, it's finding out how to speak into our children, because what I feel like I do now, helping lead people to their lifestyles, looking at, you know, the inside information and bioengineetics and being a coach, is I'm finding out that we're really always fighting to fix the kid that we were. And if we can start fixing the kid that's in us now, fixing the kids that are around us now, all the things that we went through start to have purpose and that frustration like melts away. So before we leave off of here, I want to teach you an amazing breath technique that you can do with your kids. I have been doing this with mine, and it really helps them just settle down. You know, and when I say the words settle down, my kids know to hit 2 breaths, 4 second inhale in the nose, hold for 4 seconds, exhale at the mouth loud. 4 seconds. And that's just enough to get enough oxygen up in that brain held in there to remind you to settle down. And as a parent, every once in a while, I don't know if you're having a stressful day or not, but stop and breathe. We really need that. The frustrations around life in general, and our kids don't even know what we're looking at on the TV. They don't know what's coming into the mailbox by way of a past due notice. They don't know those things. And the frustration that we carry from place to place is what makes our roles feel jumbled. So I want you to become the role model that you know you can be to your kids. Become the character that they begin to love and that they give a break to. Because God forbid they would not want Superman to come across kryptonite and not be able to do those wonders that save the world, right? So, you know, learning how to get on your kids' level, knowing that you'll hear the conversations that'll change your life. You know, I hear my kids now before they go to sleep, and, you know, before we go out to eat, before we do anything, where they're getting in the car and they're like, mom, you know, let me settle down. And I'm hearing them do these breaths, and I'm reminding myself that as a kid, someone that suffered with ADHD, I wish I would have known that a breath could have been something that would have calmed me down more. I never was able to take medicine. My parents were like a prey and let God fix it. And I thank God for what he's been able to do for me. And even if you have children that are in this medicated state, whatever you have going on, still, there is nothing wrong with adding additional breath. It is what we're made of. And a lot of life is just, it's taking a deep breath. And, you know, with what you're doing as a homeschool parent, as a parent in general, with these times that are so in flux, I commend you. I say thank you. I take my hat off. And if there's anything that I can do for you, find me somewhere, send me a message. I want to help you in any way that I can. You know, I try to tell my kids that I live vicariously through other people's needs. When I feel a need for someone, I know that they now have the tool to go out there and make their life a little bit easier. And that is what I'm here for. I'm not here to take credit for the changes you make, but I want to help make life a little bit easier for you. So parents, take a deep breath. So this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing the breath challenge. This is going to be reset breath. You can tell the kids it's called chill out and get it together, whatever you want to name it. Name it something that when you say it, you don't feel frustrated. So you don't want to name it time out. Name it something where you can feel like you get the chill on the other side of it. You know, as parents, we probably need to be doing these breaths every single day in the morning when we first get up, around the time that we do lunchtime with our kids, and definitely at night before we go to sleep. And we are going to do 4 different rounds. So what it's going to sound like is going to be 4 counts. Inhale into your nose, hold that breath there for 4 counts, and then exhale out the mouth. So I'm not going to be able to talk and inhale and hold and breathe at the the same time. So I'm just going to kind of count you through it, and then you'll be able to facilitate it yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and do the four rounds so you know what it sounds like. You go ahead and repeat those rounds back to back. Now, if you're someone that deals with nasal congestion, you definitely can breathe through the mouth. You can do two, and two if that's something that feels a little exacerbating to get to four, because eventually you'll be moving to a higher number of four, seven, and eight to really get that brain open and just kind of get those neurotransmitters speaking back that energy that God has put in each and every one of us. And he knows it takes breath. That's what he prayed, and that's what he blew into us to make us out of sand, was like breath, live breath. So here we go. I'm going to do your counts for you. Remember, inhale in four, hold for four, exhale for four. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and hold. One, two, three, four, and exhale. One, two, three, four, and inhale. One, two, three, four, and hold. One, two, three, four, and exhale. One, two, three, four, and inhale. One, two, three, four, and hold. One, two, three, four, and exhale. One, two, three, four, last one, and inhale. One, two, three, and four, and hold for one, two, three, four, and exhale. One, two, three, and four. Thank you so much for listening into this episode of The Homeschool Helper. Every single Monday, I'll bring you a small little tidbit, a story, something that I can do to make our lives a little bit easier. I'm going to invite y'all to laugh. I'm going to be coming bringing some comedic things. So get ready to loosen up just a little bit when you hear this podcast or you see the link, because it's going to be something that's going to bring joy into your life, and it's going to help make the connection of your love uplifted lifestyle that much easier to find. So know, as I always say, your love uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just got to be willing to go find it.